Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski raised nearly $1 million in political contributions in 2019, his first year in office. That's five times what his predecessor, Kevin Kamenetz, raised during the first year of his first term, back in 2011. WYPR's John Lee reports on how Olszewski did it and how he might end up spending the money.
In looking over Olszewski's financial report, political strategist Sophia Silbergeld says one reason he raised so much money is that a lot of people who contribute to campaigns did not support him in the 2018 race.
He wasn't just the underdog. He was the underdog. He raised the third most in that 2018 primary behind Councilwoman Vicki Almond and State Senator Jim Brosian.
So donors who backed the wrong horse in 2018 shelled out money to Olszewski last year to kiss and make up. Silbergeld, who's a member of the WYPR Board of Directors, has raised a lot of money for Maryland Democrats. They include Martin O'Malley, Kevin Kamenetz, and Olszewski as well. Silbergeld worked for 10 years at Martin Lauer Associates, a consulting firm that fundraises for Democrats. She left in 2016 and no longer raises money for Olszewski. She is a director of strategic partnerships at Adeo Advocacy, a public affairs firm in the city. A large chunk of Olszewski's kiss and make up money, according to Silbergeld, came from the real estate field, such as developers and people in construction. Olszewski's campaign raised more than $200,000 in contributions from individuals and companies.
In Baltimore County, the county executive has a lot of control over real estate development and zoning and everything that goes into land use. So you saw a lot of people having to make up for their support of someone who did not win.
But that $200,000 only accounts for about one-fifth of what Olszewski raised last year. Silbergeld says Olszewski has a diverse list of donors, including small business owners, unions, and individuals. And she says it shows Olszewski is a disciplined fundraiser, spending hours calling people and asking for support. When Olszewski was asked about that,
you know, it's certainly one of the things that we do.
Olszewski had more than 1,100 individual contributions last year.
We've had a wide range of people who've supported our efforts. I think that supports the kind of collaborative approach that we take where everyone has a seat at the table.
But Malia Cromer, a political science professor at Goucher College, says there's more to it than that.
What it suggests is there's a lot of individuals, particularly among that donor class, and those are the folks who pay the most attention the furthest out. There's a lot of interest to see perhaps the county executive throw his hat into the ring in the 2022 gubernatorial race.
When you ask politicians about future races, they often give a noncommittal answer, and Olszewski did not disappoint.
No, I'm focused on being the best county executive in this state, in this country. I want to deliver for the people of Baltimore County.
Olszewski also would not commit to running for a second term as county executive in 2022. Whether it be a race for governor or county executive, John Deedy, a political science professor at the Community College of Baltimore County, says that kind of cash tells would-be competitors to think twice.
All that money would scare off a possible Republican from running for county executive if he used that money. And it may scare off other Democrats who are thinking of running for governor, knowing this guy's got $1 million in the bank in his first year.
State Comptroller Peter Francho has that kind of money, too, and he has committed to running for the Democratic nomination for governor. Olszewski raised more money than Francho last year, but the comptroller has more cash on hand. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.